Today is World Health Day. The World Health Organization is using the opportunity to focus on a public health concern that is often overlooked, but still a major cause of injuries and deaths: traffic accidents. Worldwide, an estimated 1.2 million people are killed on roads each year. 50 million are injured. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports that those numbers are expected to rise.
As carts, carriages, and cars on the road have increased, so have traffic fatalities. The most dangerous vehicle around the world is the motorized two-wheel kind, something that Dr. Etienne Krug, the author of the WHO report on road safety, knows all too well.
I used to work as a doctor in Mozambique in a rural hospital in the middle of nowhere, really. And one day I took my motorcycle. I was young and stupid. I had no helmet and drove too fast and bumped into a truck. So got evacuated. But I learned some lessons.
Others are not always so fortunate. Every day somewhere in the world, at least 3,000 people are killed. Krug made a mistake people too often make when they're not at home.
When people travel, they think because they're abroad, they could start speeding, they could not use seat belts or motorcycle helmets, etc. We go to a new climate where it's hot, so let's forget about the helmet today. And that's actually the big mistake.
The pattern of road accidents varies from region to region. In affluent countries, the vast majority of people killed are inside the car. In Asia, they're more likely on a motorcycle or a bicycle. In Africa, they're walking along or riding public transportation. It's not unusual in many countries to see whole families, a man and three children, on this particular day in Nigeria, all on the same motor scooter.
Having people sitting on the roof of a truck or on the roof of a bus is clearly not very safe. But what's more important in terms of global numbers is simply the pedestrians, the bicyclists, the motorcyclists being hit all over the world on a very daily basis. It's one by one. But in fact, when you add up all of these small numbers, you get to a huge amount of death, disability, injury, and human suffering.
In fact, the developing world has just 20% of the cars and 90% of the deaths from road traffic injuries.
People think, well, if we are going to have a modern society, we will have more cars, and therefore more people are going to die on the road. So we just have to accept that. While in fact, most countries with higher income have gone through that cycle already and have understood that by taking a number of measures, they can dramatically reduce their death and injury rates on the road.
In the U.S., over the last two decades, traffic fatalities have been reduced by nearly a third. At the same time, Canadians cut theirs by two-thirds. To make that happen, roads and vehicles need to be made safer. Laws must be enforced to change people's behavior, to use seat belts, wear helmets, and not drink and drive. The countries with the lowest accident rates, the Scandinavian countries, along with the Netherlands and the United Kingdom, have essentially normalized safe behavior.
There's a whole awareness raising that needs to happen to really put this issue on the agenda.
The next time the World Bank underwrites a loan to build a new road, WHO's Etienne Krug says it should also include funding to assure the safety of people who travel on those roads. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.